It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The program where we dive into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle, and I'm excited to be here today.
And you've got new data just out.
Yeah, November's real estate market recap just came out this week, so we've got some interesting market updates to report on.
So tell us about it.
Yeah, so new listings, you guys, increased 26% from the 104 we had in November. So that's good to hear that we're getting some new inventory or more inventory. But however, it was a decrease of 7.1% from the 141 that were listed in October of 2024.
And what about some of the other data?
Yeah, so good news here. We always love to see upticks. Pending sales increased 25.3% from the 87 offers that were accepted in November. So we had 109 pending sales in November. It was a decrease of only 1.8% from the 111 that were accepted in October of 2024.
What about closed sales?
Closed sales. This is also an uptick from last year. We saw an increase of 17.4% in closed sales in November. We had 108 closed sales. That was up from the 92 last November. It was a decrease of 9.2% from the 119 that closed in October just 2 months ago.
And one of the things you always like to find out about is time on the market.
Yeah, so, you know, this we're kind of seeing this heading into the winter months. Inventory increased to 4.1 months in November, and we had a total market time, this is interesting, decreased to 74 days.
Interesting. Now, what about, where does this put us year to date?
Yeah, so if we're comparing the first 11 months of 2024 to the same time period in 2023, we had a 10% increase in new listings. We had a 6% increase in pending sales and a 4.2% increase in closed sales.
Well, let's talk about the average and median sale prices.
Yeah, so when you look at the comparing 2024 to 2023 through November, the average sales price has increased 3.3% from $343,200 to $354,500. And we compare the same time period with the median sales price. We also saw an uptick in the median sales price of 3.2% from $315,000 to $325,000.
Well, a lot of data here. One of the things as well is looking at what price range does, I don't know if you want to say, does the best or gets the most attention, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so when we're looking at our charts here, definitely the price point with the highest number of sales is that $300,000 to $400,000 price range. And so in November, there was 33 closings in this price range. It represented 29.2% of the closings. And then the number two category was $200,000 to $300,000, which had 32 closings and 28.3% of the closings. I do think it's important to understand, though, if we're looking at that $200,000 to $300,000 price point, if we actually had more inventory in that price point, we would actually have more closings. But it's just very limited inventory in those price points.
Yeah, and I know as you go up higher, the number of homes sold starts dropping pretty quickly.
Yeah, once we get over the $1 million mark, a lot of categories there that did not have closings. We did see one closing in the $1.2 to $1.3 million mark in November, and we did have one closing in the $1.4 to $1.5 million mark. But pretty much all the sales, the 111 other sales in Douglas County were under that $1 million mark.
So what other data do you have from this that you want to share?
Well, I just think it's important to look, all the open houses that we're doing, a lot of times I keep hearing buyers coming in, oh, prices are getting lower. And I think it's important to understand the market. When we just reviewed this number, the year-over-year numbers have actually been positive. And when we look at everything that's happening in the market compared to last year, new listings are up. That's positive. Pending sales up, very positive. Closed sales up, very positive. Average sales price is still going up. So you know, don't wait for the market. You're losing out on appreciation and building your net worth if you're waiting for prices to drop or interest rates to drop.
Yeah, and if you're ready, it's probably a good time to jump in. What about the past week in real estate?
Yeah, so if we look at the last 7 days, we have, let's see.
That's on page six for those of you keeping notes at home.
Page six. Kyle, thank you. Coming soon, new listings. We had a zero for the week. Kind of expect that right after Thanksgiving. New listings, 25 for the week. That's down a little bit. Expecting that for the holidays. Back on the market, we had 15 listings come back on the market. One seller negotiated a bumpable sale on their property. I don't see any short sale pendings. Still 41 price changes. That's pretty consistent. We saw 41 the week before. That's pretty average for week over week. Pending sales, 26. So happy to see 26 pending sales, especially the week after Thanksgiving. And we had 20 properties sold and 20 properties that expired and did not sell.
Wow. Interesting. So a lot of data there. What about some of the current listings that are out right now?
Yeah. So I think I just kind of wanted to go in the affordable price range. And there's this cute condo at 1372 Southeast Court Avenue in downtown Roseburg. These are cool two-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath condos, 1,320 square feet. They have an outdoor pool, so that's pretty cool. It's part of their common area, and it's walking distance to shopping, everything downtown, restaurants, and all that. So $185,000.
And that could be really good property for somebody. And I know I've been in some of those in that complex. I mean, you've got two bedrooms, but yet you have 1,300 square feet. So you've got a big living room, dining area. I mean, it's big. It's much bigger than you would expect for the price point.
Yeah, and I like their on-site parking, so private little area in downtown.
All right. What else is on the market?
So this is a cute little house. Three bedroom, one bath, almost 900 square feet. It's at 1329 Northeast Brooklyn Avenue. It's listed at $285,000 and it's been completely remodeled. So also close to Garden Valley. You know, it's not right on Garden Valley, but it's close enough. So convenient location to access city services.
And let's see, what about over east off of Diamond Lake? Actually, I guess we're really clear out to Dixonville now, aren't we?
Yeah, we're out Buckhorn to Dixonville. And this is a nice little house on 257 Fawn Drive in Roseburg. 1.83 acres, three bedroom, two bath, 1,328 square feet. There's not very many properties that come out for sale on Fawn Drive, but this land is all flat and usable. This property is listed at $499,999. And it's also had updates. It's got RV parking. So great little property.
All right. And let's go up price points a little bit. Maybe you go out to Umpqua. What about out there?
Yeah, Umpqua is always a popular area. So we have a property here out at 18057 Tyee Road. It's on 1.54 acres. It's got a lot of square footage, three bedroom, three and a half bath, 2,500 square feet, listed for $595,000. And actually is a total of 6.37 acres, and it has 290 feet of river frontage with water rates.
Wow, river frontage. That should get somebody's attention.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, I know in Little Brook, you've got units available there.
Yeah, so Little Brook, this is the 55-plus gated community. $110,000 is what this property sold for. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, 1,144 square feet. I'm surprised to see how many sales are happening in here. People love the gated community, low-maintenance landscaping, and they have a nice club area for the residents to get together.
One more to look at. What do you want to show us?
Yeah, Aloha Court in green. Three bedroom, one bath, 1,008 square feet. This just sold for $300,000 and it was only on the market 18 days. So just a price point here. This was one of the popular price points, $300,000. It was actually listed for $295,000 and it went for $300,000.
Wow, it tells you there's definitely demand there. Now, you guys were doing, last week we talked about all the open houses. Is that continuing?
Still have a lot of open houses. I know there's some out there today. you can check it out online. If you go to any of the websites online, you're going to see all the open houses that are lined up for this today and this weekend.
All right, a lot going on in local real estate. And if folks want to get connected with you, how do they do it?
Yeah, you can feel free to stop by our office. We're open Monday through Friday, 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, or give us a call at 541-366-6080.
All right, Mary Gilbert, local real estate today. Wow, a lot of information to cover there.
All right, thank you, Kyle.
All right, that wraps up the feature and that wraps up the morning report. KQEN News Time is 9 o'clock.